I'm here to talk to the detective. Don't give me any of your pre-canned bullshit. The detective. I want to see him. Now. Room 203? Got it. Hello, boys. Being good little guard dogs today? Yeah, protocol. Here's the badge and ID number. Satisfied? Thank you. You there, Detective James. Where is he? Just through these double doors? Oh, thank you. You lot down here are much easier to get along with. Well, if you'll excuse me. Oh, Detective. The grapevine is definitely swift. Already caught wind of my arrival, did you? And to think. This time, you weren't too caught up with work. That's good, I guess. Oh, but look at this. You've even set out some wine. Now, isn't that a little curious? Tell me, Detective, do you always set out wine for those who visit your office? No, this is just a formality, you say. For your superiors. Well, the glasses are a nice touch, I must say. Crystal, I assume? I thought as much. Detective, you can't really expect it to be like old times. You can hold yourself to some sort of standard, can't you? Flustered, sweating, and stuttering. Is this the new Detective James I'm seeing? It's giving... oh, desperation. Honestly, a little professionalism would be appreciated in the workplace. But I digress. I'm not here to drink wine or be merry. No, I'm here because I've been assigned to take over this interrogation. You were not informed of any changes because your rank does not require them. If you want to know who authorized this, do your own homework. It is what you're paid for. Now, let's get down to business. I understand you have someone in custody that I want. Oh, no one in particular. Just a wayward soul who stumbled into the wrong situation. I believe they're on the books as... Alex? Alex Blackstone. And why is a high-ranking officer taking an interest in your Alex? Well, as I've told you before, if you needed to know, you would. Yes, you may believe that you have finally shut the book on Alex, but regardless of your plans to see them behind bars, they will be walking out today. Yes, for another investigation. And I think it could help me tie up some loose ends on a case you too would like to see closed. Oh, it has been a long time since I've seen that calculating stare. Don't believe me, do you? Here, take a look at these documents. The evidence here connects the Mosley brothers to the murder of your first partner. Yes, regardless of what you and I are to each other these days, she will always be my best friend, and I want to catch those bastards just as badly as you do. So yes, I understand that Alex was linked to a serious crime, but Detective... come on, you know how it is. Loyalties run deep, especially when you're connected to someone intimately. Yes, we do what we must, do we not? Detective, think about it. You and I both know there are forces at play beyond our control. Corruption runs rampant in the city. And sometimes, yeah, It takes an unconventional approach to serve justice. Ah, now I have your attention. What am I suggesting? Well, I suggest we strike a deal, detective. You release Alex into my custody, and I'll ensure that the true culprits we're after are brought to justice. Yes, we'll finally be able to put her soul to rest. You have my word, detective. Trust that I will do what needs to be done. Now, with that settled, I expect you to file the paperwork by tonight. Sign off on this, and I'll take care of everything else. All right, wonderful. It looks like I'll be on my way to go collect Blackstone. It was good seeing you again. You look well. Oh, and do take care of yourself. What was that? You want me to interrogate Blackstone here? Why? Well, yes, we're both invested in this, but as your superior, I. I see. Well, I can't fault you for that, now can I? Fine, I will perform my interrogation here, but I will be alone. No recordings. Argue with me, and you can forget it. This is my case, and I'm not letting your leeches anywhere near it. Your lot? Outside the room and behind the glass. If not, I will take Blackstone through all the red tape that you'd like, but I will still be taking him nonetheless. Now, do we have an understanding, detective? Good. Now bring me Blackstone. Alex, what a surprise! We meet again, and in a station, no less. You're looking worse for wear every time they drag you through here. Soon you'll hardly be recognizable, but maybe that wouldn't be so bad, huh? Yeah, get a new mug, a new life. Start over somewhere warm where the ladies are pretty. Oh, now wouldn't that be nice? Now, tell me, Blackstone, do you remember me? Yes, Detective Lovelace. Thank you. Now, our paths have intertwined quite a bit over the years, haven't they? You've caused me a lot of trouble, Blackstone. Enough trouble that I'd really not mind just finding you dead in a ditch somewhere. No, but fates be damned, here you are, sucking the taxpayers' air down here in the interrogation rooms. So why is it that you just keep showing up here, you think? Lack of a father figure, maybe? Or is it maybe because you keep falling in with the wrong crowd, huh? Oh, now I'm told you've been awfully quiet. Won't talk to the cops none at all. Oh, but you'll talk to me. So, tell me, who are you protecting? Well, let's see. What's the reason most people do dumb shit, Couldn't be for anything dumb like, oh, love, can it? Oh, what's this? Did I strike a nerve? Oh, what's wrong? Do you have a sad sob story about how your girl left you? Maybe you want to eat Ben and Jerry's together and cry about it. Oh, poor Alex. Must have gotten a breakup text, huh? Or maybe not. Maybe it was worse. Oh, much worse. All right, That sounds like fun, so let me guess. There's you, the infamous Alex Blackstone. You're at the bar. See a girl? Take her back to your place. Seems a bit sketch, so you test her out. You end up doing a few jobs with this girl, sure, and then you start getting it in your head, right? You start thinking that you're tough shit together. It's you two against the world, right? Yeah, definitely. So you go and you try to pull off a heist with this girl. A big one, too, right? And when it all goes sideways, you get left in the dust just as we rolled up. Well, tell me, do I have it about right? Oh, goodness me. It sounds like it's just not your night, Blackstone. I can't imagine anything worse. Oh, unless. Yeah. Unless that girl just wasn't some girl, but maybe a childhood friend. Oh, yes. Hi. Now you're catching on. Hi, sweetie. Yes. It is your wonderful, loving childhood bestie and shape-shifting girlfriend. Oh, come on. You'd think after all these years you'd be able to tell it was me. Ah, that struck a chord, didn't it, Blackstone? Here, take this photo. Perhaps you recognize her? Yeah, well, you weren't exactly getting the hint, so I had to be a bit blunt, okay? Mean? I'm not mean. Look at you. You looked like you really thought I left you behind. Anyway, shut up. Listen, I've set off a big fireworks display to go off in about 5 minutes. And ideally, I'd like to see the show from anywhere but Ground Zero. Yeah, so when shit goes sideways, meet me at the spot in the photo. Oh, so she does matter. Now, why is that? Who is this girl, huh? Who is she to you? Oh, stupid boy. Stop your sulking. You have my heart. What else do you want? I'm the love of your life. Aw, I love you too. Oh, shoot, said the last bit out loud. Yep. Busted. All right, well, jig's up. You caught us. Babe, take this. I've got my own. All right, look, fellas. We'd love to stick around, but it smells like desperation and donuts in here, so we're just gonna. It is so pretty, even with the screams. Well, how impressed were you? Well, when I managed to rescue you, dummy. That was a lot of shit talking for a rescue mission. Well, I had to make it believable, didn't I? I mean, I didn't know shit about Lovelace. Profile search just showed that she was a bitch, so. Well, you know what? Shut up. It worked, okay? So just shut up. Yeah, well, I mean, there was no doubt that the detective would be all over the case, right? Yeah, and with this, all I had to do was wave some potential revenge arc for his first partner, and it was a done deal. Him bending over backwards for a girl he couldn't keep was just the cherry on the sundae. Yeah, it was over before it started. The gems? Oh, no, we've got those. We didn't lose those at all. No, I made off with those when I made you take the fall. They're already back at the hotel. Jerry's looking for fences, but Drew's already gone straight into contact with a few buyers. It'll be fine. I told them not to expect us. But they did wish us well on our special day together. Oh, and the explosives? Yeah, a gift from Drew. So what if I do like my fireworks? You're included in that, so give me a kiss. You know, this really was the best anniversary present a girl could ask for.